Today's daf in Maseches Tvachim, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yirat Kodesh, is daf Kuf Tet. We're holding right at the Halakha Mishnah at the very top. And now the question is, what is the status of the thing that you brought up b'chutz that is mechayev you? Says the Mishnah, doesn't matter whether it's kosher or not kosher. Echad kodashim ksherim. The Echad Kodashim Psulim, as long as, what type of psul are we talking about? A psul shahaya psulan b'kodesh. So that means it needs to have been something, not the type of thing that was a balmum, but something that happened afterwards. So let's say it was yotze, or it became tame, and so on. So those kind of things, since im olu lo yerdu, and not to be confused with the din of poking, please, but they're similar issues, in the broadest sense. So since once it's put up on the Mizbeach, it's left up on the Mizbeach, so therefore it's called Ro'ui L'Pesach Ho'amoed, and therefore it's included in the Pesach of Ve'el Petach Ho'amoed Lo'i V'yo. So you would be Chayev, if you were Makriv them B'chutz, V'kriv them B'chutz, you would be Chayev. If you even bring just one Kizayit, and that one Kizayit is a mixture of a chatzi zayit, let's say, of the meat of an eila, and the chatzi zayit of the emurim of an eila, and you brought that up b'chutz, you'd also be chayiv, because that's considered to be one akrava, since the entire eila bifnim is ro'i for the mizbeach, including its meat. So then you were mala, an entire kizayit that should have been on the mizbeach, v'alpetach ha'amoed lo evio, therefore you would be chayiv. What is the marker? Tana Rabbana. Well, remember that the Pasuk begins, Alehem tomar ish ish mi beit Yisrael min ager asher yagur betocham asher yale ola o zavach vel petach ol meidlo, etc. So, ola o zavach, if it just would have said asher yale ola, I would have thought, okay, maybe this is only a din of hakrava of an eila b'chutz. How do we know that if you would be makriv the emurim of an asham? The emurim of an asham, albeit its baser doesn't belong in the mizbeach bifnim, but it's emurim do, or the emurim of a chatas, which is meant to be brought el petach ha'amoed, or emurim of kachi kachim. When we talk about kachi kachim as opposed to asham and chatas, what do we mean? What's the kachi kachim besides the asham v'chatas? Come on, gentlemen. Deep, 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 deep. Who's going to respond quickly? Whose brain is sitting here learning these inyanim of zvachim until they're second nature to you now? Oh, man, guys, kivsei atzeret, remember? The shlomim, which are the tzibur's shlomim, which are brought, that's right, now we know who knows. So the Kivsei Atzeret, right on the ball there, Ori. So Kivsei Atzeret, indeed, are the one thing that would not be included if we said Emuri Chatas Emuri Hashem. So we say Emurim of even the Kivsei Atzeret, which are Shlomim, or how about even Emurim of Kachim Kalim? They're all Ro'i for the Mizbeach, and therefore they are included in the El Petach or Hamoed Lo'evio. That is Zevach. If it would have said Asher Yale Ola, I would have thought maybe the Ola is unique because the Ola is Kalil. Kamash Malan, anything in any Zevach, which the part that which you're bringing was Roy for El Petach HaMoed, you would be Chayev. Now, all of this is referring to animals. But how do we know that things like the Komets of a Mincha, or the Levona of a Mincha, now these are things that are all burnt on the Mizbeach, just like the Emurim. How about the Ketoret? The Ketoret is entirely brought to Hashem, albeit on a different Mizbeach. How about Minchat Kohanim, where the entire Mincha, not the, remember, the Minchas Kohen, we don't do a Kmitza, we bring the whole Mincha to Hashem, it's Kalil, similar to the Eila. So how do we know the Minchas Kohanim, or how do we know the Mincha of the Kohen Mashiach, which is brought, what's that called? Deet, 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 chavitim. Okay, so the Minchas Chavitim, which is brought Mechtes Baboker, Mechtzita Be'erev, how do we know that's put on completely? How do we know if I brought that b'chutz that would be chayiv? Or how do we know that if I do nisuch of yayin, what's the minimum nisuch of yayin? Shlosha Lugin, which is the Revi'i Tahin. You'll remember that from your Pusik, I hope. Revi'i Tahin, Yahin, sound familiar? So that Revi'i Tahin, Ahin is 12 lug, 1/4 is 3 lug, or the Shloshet Lugin Mayim. Now, that does not mean that you bring some water, turn on your tap, and bring the water. It means, of course, that this is the water that was meant to be brought up on the Mizbeach on Chag HaSukkot, and it was put into that special, the golden container, and it was going to be put up on the Mizbeach, and instead you poured it on the Mizbeach Bachutz. That's what it's referring to. How do we know all of those things are also going to be Chayiv on Hakrabas Chutz? Because, after all, they're not a Zevach. Talmud Lomar, Ve'el Petach HaMoed, Lo Yevienu. So that additional posit that tells us that not to bring it means that anything that was meant for that Petach HaMoed, Kol HaBol HaPetach HaMoed, Chayoven Alav Bachutz, and therefore it would include any of those things. Now, I would think that that would mean, however, that these are things that are meant to be brought to the Petach HaMoed. How about, Trevor, why'd you disappear on us? How about if you were going to bring them to Petach HaMoed and they became pasul? Maybe they became tamei. How do I know that it would still be chayav? So I would have said, in the Ela Kodashim Kshisherim. But how do I know even to be marbet things that became pasul? Minayin l'rabot pesulim. For instance, and now we're saying for instance, why? Because we want to make sure that we're talking about Shaya Psulan Bakodesh, right? So for instance, something was lan, so it had stayed overnight, or it had been brought out and then brought back in order to put it on the Mizbeach. The din would have been that we would have, if it was put on the Mizbeach, was left, we leave it on the Mizbeach. So how about if I brought it outside and I didn't bring it back in? Or Shenishkat Chutz L'Zmano, or Chutz L'Mekomo, Pigol. This, of course, means I had in mind Chutz L'Zmano, or in mind Chutz L'Mekomo. Or what about if Kohanim that were psulim, or a zar, or any of the psulim shekiblu, or zarku the dam, or I put the dam in the wrong place, anitanim lamala, lamata shenitanim lamala, or anitanim lamala shenitanam lamata, or anitanim bachutz that were meant to be chataot chitzoniot, and I brought it inside of the eichal, or anitanim bifnim shenitanam bachutz, or a pesach rechata specifically, which are pasul shelo lishma, there, I did it shalom l'shma. How do we know that if you ended up bringing any of those kind of psulim bachutz, you would still be chayav? That means lo yevienu la'asot. Now think about what that la'asot in the Petach HaMoed. What does that mean, la'asot? It means if they could be brought to the HaMoed in a way that would be mechayav a kohen to do what he's got to do. Now, he can sit there saying, but I don't want it. This is a pasul, a carbon. Listen here, buddy. This carbon is on the Mizbeach, and it requires the same work that you put on into any other carbon. Turn it over, make sure that it burns properly. Whatever needs to be done for anything on the Mizbeach needs to be done for this or that is la'asot. As long as it's mechai of you for your work on the Mizbeach, that would mean that kol ha-mitkabel on any level, the Petach HaMoed, even if it's only b'diavad, once it was brought in, you would still be chayev on it for Ha'alas Chutz, and it wouldn't make any difference. Okay, next issue. Hamala kezayit min ha'ola. So now, the next thing that the Mishnah brought up was, what if you had a half a zayit of ola and a half of zayit of its emurim? If you bring them up together, equaling one kezayit of haktara, so this is all, of course, taking for granted that the shiur of the hakrova is a kezayit. I mean, we just finished in our little introduction today, we just finished going through all of the different shitot about what that minimum is. Is the oto say the minimum is the whole karban? Does the oto say the minimum is a kezayit? Does the oto say that the minimum, if it was muktare chutz, is one shear, but if it's muktare pnim, then it goes according to pokin? I mean, all of those questions, great. The Mishnah is simply taking the easiest approach and is taking the assumption that the halacha of haktara, minimum haktara, is a kezayit. And therefore, we keep talking about amala kezayit min ha'ol. Obviously, if you hold it, means more than that. So whatever the shear is, each man diomer l'shitato. But in any event, You'll note that the Mishnah, of course, specifies the Ola and its Emurim. But, I mean, you wouldn't be able to be makriv a shlomim with a chatzi zayit shlomim bachutz and a chatzi zayit Emurim bachutz, because those things would not be additive, since it has to be roil the petach ha'amoid on the mizbeach, and the meat of the shlomim does not go on the mizbeach at all. So, of course, you wouldn't be chayav for that. So how could it possibly be a kizayit? And in fact, this diuk in the Mishnah is just that one word equals the entire braita that I'm about to tell you. This is the Mishnah's remez for Tanina Lahatatana Rabbana. Olav emurea mitstarfim. The Ola with its emurim can be put together and combined into one kizayit to the chiyav of anything. The chiyav of being mala than bachutz, or to be machayev for them because they're pigo, or nosar, or tame, and all of that would be true only of the ola and the emurim, but not of anything else. Says it, well, wait a minute, wait. The last stuff that you said makes no sense at all. What do you mean? The first thing I understand, yes, ha'alah, bishlama ha'alah, to say about the, remember, what are we talking about over here? We're talking about separate isurim. Four different isurim. Ha'alas chutz, A. And then we had pigo, B. Notar, C. Tame, D. And we're saying all of the halakas are the same, and you can only be mitzarev, a chatzizayet of an oila, of its meat and of its emurim. But you could not be mitzarev, a chatzizayet of a shlomim, of its meat and its emurim. That makes no sense. It's not true. Only one out of the four is it true about, namely halah. So I understand. You cannot be mitzarev, halah of an oilah, because the entire oilah goes up, and therefore there's no difference between its meat and its evorim. That's true. But shlomim not. That's true. But what about the other three? Pigo, noser, and tummy? I mean, if I eat a kizayit of pigo that consists of some of the meat of the shlomim, and some of the emurim of the shlomim, I wouldn't be chayav. And or if I eat tuma that consists of meat and emurim, I wouldn't be chayav. I mean, they're both usher, exactly the same way. Why the heck wouldn't I be chayav? We had a beferish Mishnah. The Mishnah Me'ila says, and we talked about this early on in the Masechet as well. Kol ha'pigulim mitstarfim, kol ha'notarim mitstarfim. And over there, it was clear that we were talking about the same thing for Tuma, but it's separate because it was a separate part of the Mishnah. Fine. But Lamaisa, it says beferish, that if you eat a chatzizayet of pigo from one part of the animal, chatzizayet of pigo from another part of the animal, or a different animal, whatever, any type of pigo is mitstarif to a kizayet. And here you say, no, only the oila would be mitstarif. Kasha pigo, a pigo, kasha notar, a notar. Well, there's really no problem at all. You're getting very confused. Just let's remember once again that when we're talking about pigo, we've got two completely different issues. We've got the question of what makes something pigo, and then we've got the question of once it is pigo, what's the chiyav on the kizayas of eating pigo? Well, obviously for eating pigo, it doesn't make the slightest difference whether you're eating a piece of meat or you're eating a piece of chalev that was meant to be put on the mizbeach. I couldn't care less. It's all pigo, and therefore it's all mitzarev to a kizayit. That's absolutely true. But in terms of making pigo, how do you make pigo? You make pigo by having in mind, I am going to, well, you could say, I'm going to eat the meat of this korban chutz matzah. Or you could say, I am going to be makriv the emurim of this korban chutz matzah. But you can't say, I'm going to eat a half a kizayit tomorrow, and I'm going to be makriv a half a kizayit of the emurim tomorrow, and think that that is going to turn it into pigo. It will not, unless it's an oila, because then you basically are saying the same thing. I'm going to be makriv tomorrow the parts of full kizayit that belongs on the mizbeach, which was actually on the mizbeach. That's all that it's saying. It's nothing to do with whether something once it is Pigo, however it became Pigo, once it became Pigo, so then of course, if it's Pigo, so then you could combine it any way that you'd like. That's as far as the Pigo part is concerned. So that's no problem at all. Now, what about notar? What would we mean by saying that a chatzi zayit of emurim and a chatzi zayit of basar is not mitzvah for notar? Now, that's a little bit more difficult to explain away. I mean, because notar just means if it ended up being left over, right? So what is it referring to when it says it would not combine? There's no din of tziruf. Legabe what? I'll tell you. Khan, the Mishnah we're talking about, somebody who eats notar. Obviously, eating notar? Of course, any type of notar, if it is notar, is mitztarif. But what we're talking about in the Braita, when we said that they're not mitztarif, it means it's not mitztarif to create notar. Well, when in the world would we have a tzira for creating notar? I don't get it. I mean, either something was left over or not left over. So here we have to be a little bit creative in trying to understand what there is about a case of creating notar. And I'll tell you what the case is. Very simple. If you're not Zorek the Dom, so then the whatever it is that wasn't Roy yet for the Mizbeach will not become notar, right? So let's imagine a case. Remember we had the Shita earlier of Rabbi Yoshua, who said, "In ein basar, ein da." If you don't have anything left to do the Zrika on, you're not going to do that Zrika. So if I didn't do the Zrika, would I be actually able to have notar from that animal? Of course not, because it was never roi for the Mizbeach, and therefore never became possible for notar. So that's what we're talking about. So the Mishnah says that you can be chayev, yes, if something was notar and it was real notar. But the Braita is talking about where it was not, it was left over on the Mizbeach, but you never did Zerika. And it would be going according to Rabbi Yoshua, because Rabbi Yoshua says, look, if you don't have a kezayit of basar, it's pachot mikezayit, you don't do Zerika at all. So this is Rabbi Yoshua, who says, kol hazvachim shet batorah shenishtayer meyem kezayit basar, as long as you've got at least that one kezayit of basar that wasn't destroyed, or that didn't become possible, then you do Zerika. But if you don't have either that or kezayit of the chalev, one or the other, then if you have that kezayit, you're zorek the dam. But if you only have a chatzi zayit, this is the tziruf that we're talking about. If you only had a chatzi zayit of the basar of the shlomim, and a chatzi zayit of the emurim of the shlomim, you would not be zorek the dam. Eno zorek et hadam. So chatzi zayit basar, v'chatzi zayit chelev, in the case of a korban oila, then that would be mitztarif. Why? Because it's one zrika for the mizbeach. Zorek es hadam, v'neshikula kolil. That's what it's referring to. The basar and the emurim of an oila are mitztarif in order to make the whole thing roi to become nosar. But the basar and the chelev of a shlonim are not mitztarif to make it roi to become nosar. So it's a bit creative, but clearly that's what it's referring to. I mean, otherwise, there's no such thing. And the same thing is true about a mincha. When it comes to a mincha, even if the whole mincha is there, you're not zorek the dam. A mincha. What mincha has done? What the heck are you talking about? Mincha. Maya vidite. I mean, the mincha, agricultural products. I mean, what in the world? Is this one of those yeast mills that is making us all kinds of bloody stuff? So what kind of mincha are you referring to? You know, says Rav Papa. Come on, man. It means if the mincha, the minchas nisachim, was still left over and the basar became ruined, became tamei, the emurim were yotze. So then you don't have a kezayit in order to do the zrika. Don't think that you do the zrika in order to be matir, the mincha that's associated with this carbon, and will only become kosher when you're zorek the dam of the carbon. You're not zorek the dam just for the mincha, because the mincha is not part of the actual meat. And because of that, says Rabbi Yeshua, same way I would say, im ein basar, ein dam, or im ein emurim, ein dam, even if yesh mincha ein dam. That's all that it means. So talking about the minchas nesachim, we would not have an excuse to be zorik the dam. But we might have an excuse to have the presence of boom, 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 boom. Q. Man, oh man, what do you do when the actors fall asleep behind the curtain? Let's try it again. Boom, 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 boom. Alfred, get that hand off of that head and let's see the real Richie. Thank you, sir.
Zuk the Helika Mishnah.
Beautiful. So now, let's take a look at what things you would be chayev on for bringing them b'chutz. So, if you've got the kometz of the mincha, you have the levona of the mincha, these are all things that are meant to be put on the mizbeach. Or you've got the ktoret. The ktoret is meant to be put on the mizbeach. Minchas kohenim, where it's not nikmatz, but the whole thing is put on the mizbeach. The minchas kohen mashiach, which is the chavitim. The minchas nesachim, which are brought with the korban, and they are put entirely on the mizbeach. If you went ahead and you brought just one kezayit of any of these items b'chutz, you would be chayev. Rabbi Elazar says, no. It's not a function of one kezayit. It's the whole thing or bust, because that is the idea of the what we said before, that if you were talking about meat, so then the Torah also said, oto, it's got to be the whole thing. But when it comes to meat, the whole thing means a kezayit, like we said before. And you could even combine a chatzisayit of basar and a chatzisayit of murim, because that is the shear of hakrava for the ayla. Masha Einkin, when you're talking about the mincha, over here, it's not defined by kezayit, because actually, if a mincha is chaser, you're not allowed to bring it on the mizbeach, which means that it's all or bust. And therefore, says Rabbi Elazar, this is, again, all or bust. And if you don't have the whole thing, then you're not going to be chayav b'chutz either. V'kulan she'ikriv bifnim, v'shir mihem kizayit v'ikrivah b'chutz. However, if you had brought this mincha inside, and you were left off with just one kizayit, then there's no question. Then, of course, you would be chayav, because over here, you did the whole thing. In this case, even Rabbi Elazar is made that since all there was to be makriv was that last remaining kezayit, of course you would be chayev, because it wasn't chaser, it was actually brought on the mizbeach. But kumen shechasru koshahu v'krivam b'chutz, if they're missing anything, and at that point, let's say you lose some of your mincha, for some of it was burnt, not on the mizbeach, the whole thing becomes pasul, and because of that, for sure, you would not be chayev on hakrovas chutz. Now, this is true of all of the menachas. The only thing that should not be confused, that is not included in this psak, would be lechora levona, because there's no din of a mincha shechaser levonata, because levona, although it's machlokas, how much levona needs to be, but, I mean, the whole machlokas is, do you need one karet of levona or two kratim of levona? So, therefore, according to this, the levona, either we weren't talking about the levona, or when we said chaser, we meant it was chaser all the way, not koshu, but to the point where it didn't even have that last single koret left. Okay, that's two ways of understanding the inclusion of levona here, because it's definitely not going to be the same as anything else. So therefore, you would be potter because it wasn't roy bifnim. Hamakriv kodashim ve'emurim b'chutz. Now, let's say that you mix the kizayit. You've got a whole kizayit of the emurim. And therefore, if you were makriv that whole kezayit, you would be chayiv. But suppose that kezayit included in it some, I shouldn't say that. That kezayit had along with it, not including the shear, it had along with it another kezayit of basar. So that you did bring a kezayit of emurim, but there was basar with it. Does that matter? No. As long as there was a kezayit of the emurim that was roy for the mizbeach, chayav. If you bring just one kizayit of the ketoret and you bring it outside, then you would be chayiv. But if chatzi pras bifnim, you would be potter. And then, what in the world does that mean? Now, what we thought that meant is that if, let's say, a czar goes ahead and he brings less than the shiur of the ketoret. So the ketoret is supposed to be one pras, a pras in the morning and a pras acharei tzoraim. And a czar goes ahead and he is maktir a chatzi pras. That's what we thought it meant. So if you're maktir chatzi pras inside of the Beis HaMikdash, you would be putter because it's not called an aveda. But if you're maktir a chatzi pras or even a kezayit, b'chutz you would be chayef, which seems like a contradiction. I mean, make up your mind. If you're telling me that you'd be chayef for haktara b'chutz, so then if a czar does the same thing bifnim, so then you're telling me the shir of haktara of the keteres is a kezayit. So why in the world would a czar be potter? This is a contradictory, self-contradictory Mishnah. Omar Rabbi Zeira, Omar of Chista, Omar Rabbi Yirmei Be'arba, Omar Rav, you misunderstood. When it doesn't say, it refers to potter, it doesn't mean a czar is potter. It means your yaitze, the tzibur, is potter from needing to do anything else. That's what it means. Why? Because since one kizayit is a sufficient haktara, for haraya your chayav b'chutz, so therefore it would be considered to be bifnim, a sufficient haktara. You brought the ketores. You didn't bring what you were as much as you were supposed to, which was a pras, but that was not a shear that was ma'akev min yoraisa. That was a shear that the rabban had said to bring. Omer Rabbi Zera, look, I mean, I understand your explanation, but I got a problem. My problem is like this. Ikashuli, or kashuli, did you hear what Rav said about this braita? He said, in this case, even Reb Elazar would be Moida, and you were definitely Yotze with your Chatzi Pras, which of course doesn't mean only a Chatzi Pras. Even as long as you did a Kezayit, you would be Yotze. But how could that be? Because it's Rabbi Elazar, it's correct, you're saying, according to Rabbi Elazar, didn't he say that it's all or nothing? So I don't get it. How, according to him, it's not Haktara. So then if it's not Haktara b'chutz, why would he be made that it is Haktara bifnim in order to potter you? What Rav is saying is a contradiction to common sense. The Mishnah thus simply becomes now a contradiction. And now, gentlemen, in order to understand the next piece, let us recall that there are two completely different dinim of Haktara for the Ketoret, and that explains any anomalies that we have over here. What are those two different dinim? We have the haktara in the heichal, which is done every single day, twice a day. And then we have that super duper special haktara, which is done achas b'shana, one day a year on Yom Kippur. And that is the ketoret that is brought lifnai v'lifnim. And when it comes to the ketoret lifnai v'lifnim, the Torah says specifically, how much ketoret is the Kohen Gadol supposed to bring? Melo chofnav ketoret samim. It's supposed to be his full, putting his two hands together, two palmfuls of ketoret. That is a completely different shear. It's the only place where the Torah specifies the amount of ketoret that has to be brought. When it comes to every day's ketoret, there is no specific amount of ketoret that's brought. So obviously, the halachot are going to be different. If you're talking about the amount that you have to bring, Rabbi Elazar says you have to bring the whole amount. But if you're talking about a case where there is no specific amount, so then it would make sense to say that Rabbi Elazar would agree that whatever you brought, as long as it was a kezayit, would be sufficient. Therefore, says Rabbi, here's the way I understand it. If you're talking about the haktara in the heichal, which is done every day, as opposed to the haktara bifnim, which is lifnai v'lifnim in the Kodesh HaKadosh. So if you're talking about the haktara done in the heichal, everybody agrees. Rabbi Elazar also made it. One kezayit is definitely enough. You'd be yotzei your chiyev, and if somebody does it bechutz, your chayev. So there's total consistency in the psak of Rebbe Lazar in this case. So where is the machlokas? Ki pligi ba'aktara dipnim. The machlokas between Rebbe Lazar and the Chachamim is referring to bringing the ktoras of the lifnai ve'lifnim and being maktir that bechutz. That's what we're talking about. So over there, Rebbe Lazar says, look, the Torah says melochof nav, and the Torah means melochof nav. And if you bring less than melochof nav bachutz, then you have not brought up something that was right from the Mizbeach, and therefore you're potter. It says melochof nav, and it means melochof nav davka. Whereas the Chachamim say, melochof nav is l'chatchila, but it's not davka, lav davka. Says Abaye, that's ridiculous. That can't be the pshat, because the word chukah that appears by Yom HaKippurim in the context of the actual Haktorah, remember that word chukah, chukat olam, what does that mean? It means it's ma'akev. Wherever it says chukah, it's le'ikuva. Where's the main place that it says chukah? The main place it says chukah is davka b'haktorah difnim, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which means that when it says Melochof Nav, it's absolutely Ma'akev. How can you tell me that the Chachamim would disagree with the Pasuk? For heaven's sakes, Chukah, of course, means it's Davka. That can't be the Machlokas. So I disagree with Rabbi totally. I'll tell you what the Pshat is. I agree. Of course, there's two different dinim, one of the Hecha, one of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but I'll tell you what the Machlokas is about. If you're talking about the Haktorah Bifnim, everybody agrees that you need Melochof Nav. That's for sure. You're not going to be Yotzei unless it's Melochof Nav. But let's say somebody takes just a kezayit of the Melochof Nav and he brings it on Yom Kippur, he brings it b'chutz. Now, what about there? So, keep ligim haktoras chutz, because the Chachamim say, look, albeit there are two different shiurim for the two different types of ketorah, but the iser of haktoras chutz, there's only one such iser. So if that iser of haktoras chutz, when it comes to the ketorahs of the heichal, the daily ketorahs, would be b'chayev you even if it was only a single kezayit, so then that means that the Torah says when it comes to the haktorah, you'd be chayiv b'chutz, even if it's a kezayit. But of course, it's true that inside, you're not going to be yotzei your chiyev until you actually bring the full amount of melochof nav. That's what the Chachamim hold. So mar sovar yalfinan pnimi chutz. So the Chachamim say, when it comes to the deal of how much you have to bring of the ktoras b'chutz, we learn out that the ktoras that comes b'fnim, it's very confusing because over here the pnim and chutz doesn't mean haktoras chutz, it means the difference between the ktoras which is brought lifnai v'lifnim and the ktoras which is brought b'chutz. So we're going to learn out the din of the amount of the haktorah outside of the Beis HaMikdash, that's b'chayev you, from the ktoras which is outside of the Kodesh HaKadosh, meaning it's in the Heichal. And Rebbe Lazar says you cannot learn the din of Haktorah outside of the Beis HaMikdash of one, which was of the Heichal, from, and apply that to the Mor Chomer Melochof Nav of the Lifnai V'Lifnim. Says Rebbe, that's crazy. I'm going to show you in a minute that the Chachamim don't even learn Chutz Michutz. They don't learn the dinim of the Haktorah. That is something that is done outside from something else that's done outside. And now you're telling me they're going to learn the din of Lifnai V'Lifnim for something that's done outside? That's absurd. What do I mean? Let me show you what I mean. Umahi, you know what I'm referring to? Because the Tanya. Yochal ha'male pachot b'kezayit akomets, or pachot b'kezayit emurim, or menasech pachot b'shloshet lugin yayin, or pachot b'shloshet lugin mayin. You might think that you would be chayiv in that case. Therefore, the Torah says, no, whatever would be the la'asot, whatever you would do in the oyel moed, la'asot, petach oyel moed, lo ikrivo, la'asot, and that means you're only chayiv al hashalem, the thing that you're going to be able to do inside. But you're not chayev al hachaser. Now, why wouldn't they have said, I'm not going to be chayev on less than 3 lugin of pouring out the wine? I mean, you know how many kizetim there are in 3 lugin? 3 lugin is a tremendous volume. Includes many kizetim. So why don't I learn out from Haktorah that I'm chayev on 1 kizayit? And if I pour out 1 kizayit worth, I should be chayev. And nonetheless, lo yalfi rabbanon chutz mi chutz. Even that, the rabbanon don't derive. And you're telling me they're going to derive the din of the Haktorah of the pnim from the din of the Haktorah chutz? Makes no sense to me. Now look, guys, I'm sure you're disturbed by the fact that there's an obvious reason why I wouldn't learn out this case, even chutz mi chutz. Because how am I going to learn out a liquid nisuch? I'm going to learn that out from a solid haktorah. So maybe that's the reason that they don't make this comparison. Not because we don't make comparisons even chutz mi chutz, but because there's no comparison between haktorah and nisuch. The Gemara is going to say that in the end, and that's why Abaya pays no attention to Rava's problem that he's got with Abaya's learning out the Haktorah of the Pnim from the Haktorah B'chutz. But Rava thinks that he has managed to shoot Abaya out of the water, and later on we're going to get back to why he did not. But Rava therefore comes up with his own explanation of what the Machlokas is. Ela Amar Rava, I'll tell you what the machlokas is between the Chachamim and Rebbe Elazar. It's talking about a special case, says Rava. It's talking about that we took the container, the mana that we were going to bring in the Ketores with, and we put in 2 chatzai pras on a regular day. And now it's all b'mana echa. So we're talking about the Haktorah B'chutz. But we're talking about a day in which we had already prepared this Haktorah by putting 2 chatzi prases in a mana. So Rebbe Elazar says, well, once you already were koveya it in the mana for the Ktoret, that is the amount of Ktoret that you must bring. Because he holds kviut mana miltahi, another magic wand for Gavi. Kviut mana miltahi, putting something in the container in preparation for Haktorah, is a legally halacha defining issue, and it means that is what you need to do. You're going to have to burn both of those chatzi prases, even though they're not even connected. Why? Because it's the mana that counts. Whereas the Chachamim says, who the heck cares what you put into a container? What's important is you did the act of Haktorah. So the Rabbanan hold, it's lav miltahi. And therefore, there's no problem whatsoever. Omar Rava, you know, I just want to point out that if you hold, like the Chachamim, that the kviyas of a mana is irrelevant, I don't give a hang how much is in that mana. The only thing that we look at is the minimums. So now, if that's true, let's say that you put 6 lugin of yayin into a mana because it was going to be used as the nesach for a par. And how big is the nesach of a par? Chatzi ahin. And how much is ahin? Yud beis, remember? And therefore, chatzi ahin is 6. So you put in 6 lug in order to use it for a par. Now, somebody takes out 4 lugim of that wine, and he brings it b'chutz. He would be chayev, according to the Chachamim, because after all, 4 lugin is a shlishit ahin, right? 3 times 4 is 12. And shlishit ahin is good for a what? Doot, 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 an ayel. So he brought what was good enough for an ayo, and therefore you'll say, yeah, but this was set aside for a par. Yeah, oh, but if we hold kviyut de mana lav miltahi, I don't care what it was set aside for. Or let's take a case where, since they're in ayo, let's take a case where you originally set aside 4 for an ayo. And somebody comes along and takes 3 of those 4 and he's menaseh b'chutz, he would also be chayev because That would be a revi'itahin, and a revi'itahin is good for lakeves. And since it's ru'uyin lakeves, you would have done an entire valid nisuch of yayin. Although, the guy is saying, but wait, this was set aside for an ayal, and you're not, that doesn't matter, because kviyuta demana lav miltahi, and therefore chosru koshu. However, if it's less than that, anything less than Shlosha Slugin would be putter, because even the Chachamim Ramayda, you need to have a valid Haktorah for something or another. And if you have anything less than three, you don't have enough even for a Keves. I want to just bring, once we're already this far, I want to bring the Teretz that we spoke about before. And that was that when Rava thought they had a good Kasha on Abaye by saying, well, they don't even learn out chutz b'chutz. And we explain that's not true. They learn chutz b'chutz. They just don't learn Haktorah and Nisuch as being similar, which is what Rav Ashi actually says right now. Don't prove that Abaye is wrong because we don't learn out even chutz b'chutz. The reason we don't learn out that you'd be chayev on just a kezayit of Nisuch is because you don't learn out an act of Nisuch from an act of Haktorah. It has nothing to do with not learning out. It's because they're not similar. Nisuch me Haktorah lo yalfi rabbanan. I don't care if they're both done b'chutz, they're not similar. But what Abaye is saying, that we can learn out the dinim of Haktorah from Haktorah. That is to say, the dinim of Haktorah of the Keturah since Nasid Bifnim, from the dinim of Haktorah's chutz of the Keturah Shenase Be'echal, even though that is in fact Pnim Michutz, so what? Haktorah mi Haktorah, that we would learn out, even though it's learning out the amount that you would be bringing Bifnim from the din of the Keziah to the amount you bring Bechutz. Therefore, I think Abaye made perfectly good sense. And therefore, when he says that the reason the Chachamim argue in Rabbi Lazar is because even though in this particular case you are absolutely correct and that you need to have the entire amount in order to be Yotzei, but we learn out from the Heichal that if even if you were makriv a kezayit b'chutz, you would still be chayev. And therefore, Abaye's explanation could stand perfectly well. Okay, so now we've got basic differences in the minimum shiurim. Those basic differences could be a function of tfiyas b'mona specifically, or those basic differences could be the question of whether we learn out the din of Haktorah b'chutz. In this particular case, since the Ketoret has two different occasions and therefore two different halachas, legabe etshir, whether we would learn one out from the other, that would be the machlokas between Rebbe Lazar and the Chachamim, which of course would be very limited to this one particular instance when we have that thing. Otherwise, everything was quite clear. The inyan of something being imala lo yered was quite clear, and the question of what was considered to be la'asot, that would still require some asiya bifnim, that's b'chayv b'chutz, was quite clear. Gentlemen, lovely. How do you like that? We got along quite well.